You were born an original. Don't die a copy. John Mason.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show. I'm Samantha Lee Wright. Today, we have an awesome show for you all about how to use essential oils throughout pregnancy, childbirth, and beyond. And if you think you already know a lot about this topic, just wait. There are so many new ideas here that I had never heard before. I really loved the kind of advice that our guest, Stephanie McBride, gives us during this interview. Let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. I personally made up this recipe and it has become my favorite oil combination of this week. It comes from Brittany Speedlean in Lexington, Kentucky, and it is called the Relax Roller. To make the Relax Roller, you'll need 10 drops Valor, 10 drops Release, 10 drops Orange, and 10 drops Sacred Frankincense. Top with a carrier oil. She says she prefers avocado oil. Roll on the back of your neck, wrist, or the bottom of the feet to relax. If you're not familiar with those blends, Valor and Release are blends made by Young Living that are absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much, Brittany, for your recipe. You can submit your own recipe to the DIY Dugout by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. But first, let me take a moment to thank one of our sponsors this week.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son Jack suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm here with Stephanie McBride, who is a passionate advocate for the use of essential oils as a form of natural self-care and in clinical practice from the moment of conception on. Her 25 years of botanical medicine study, coupled with practical experience in the area of maternity as a certified clinical herbalist, professional aromatherapist, and functional nutritionist, qualify her to provide the in-depth knowledge necessary to simplify an ancient health modality for others. Stephanie, welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, tell us your story a little bit. What brought you to this world of essential oils?
Sure. Well, I had studied clinical herbology for about 25 years prior to really diving into essential oils. And while I was trained a little bit in essential oils in those studies, I didn't feel that they worked very well. I had the experience probably a lot of people have had where I would, you know, shake some lavender into my bath and get in and be, like, not even be able to smell it really. I don't have a great sense of smell and just not really feel any of the benefits. So I didn't really take it seriously as a form of self-care or herbal medicine compared to using tinctures and, you know, teas and stuff like that. And then when a friend introduced me again years later, about 10 or I guess it was more like 12 years ago at this point, she taught me how to use them correctly and also provided me with a very high quality, you know, therapeutic grade essential oil. And it really changed everything I had about essential oils. And one of the first experiences I had was I used essential oils in a lice treatment because my 3 kids were really young at the time and had brought home lice to the family. And I used a blend and I think it had eucalyptus, melaleuca or tea tree, lavender and geranium. And we all, everyone in the family just put it on their heads and with shower caps on with a carrier oil for 2 nights. And I slept more deeply than I had in 10 years doing this lice treatment. So it not only got rid of the lice for all of us, but it cured, like I had a flaky scalp for 5 years. It cured that.
Wow.
And it also brought me back my sleep. And I realized that I'd had serious sleep debt that led to like a lot of adrenal fatigue and issues with energy and overall just vitality levels since I had my first baby. And this many years later, bringing the oils in accidentally completely changed that, those problems for me in my life. So that was how I got turned on to it.
Oh, I love this kind of unexpected wisdom nugget about lice and essential oils.
Because,
yeah, I wasn't expecting to go there, but oh my gosh, I mean, I feel like you've probably just saved like so many people some heartache there. So tell me the oils you used again for the lice and how exactly you used it. Cause I also love, I feel like I'm going to adopt this and make some recipes for like head scrubs, not just for lice, but for like better sleep and things like that. Cause
so
I love
great.
That.
Well, the ones that had an effect on sleep were geranium and lavender, but also in the blend were eucalyptus, melaleuca. There might've been one more. I could, it's something I could provide later, like the exact amounts if you'd like, but we just mixed that with a, like a liquid coconut oil And it was quite strong there. It was really heavy with the oils, and right. I put shower cap on. And we did it like 2 weekends in a row. But since it worked so well for me, I just adapted that into like a, you know, like a body rub that I put all over my body and right. on my feet as well and stuff.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and your story reminds me so much of myself too, who I've been interested in herbs and tinctures and things for a long time and really never gave essential oils much of a second thought until I as well was introduced to just really high quality oils and just taught the basics of like, oh no, this is how you use them to really get their benefits. And then it was like my whole life changed and this whole world opened up. And so really cool.
Exactly. And yeah, it is really easy. Like
it is, with yeah.
the bath, if I would have known to just, you know, use a better quality oil and then mix it with some kind of emulsifier, which I actually like heavy cream. Some people don't like that, but I just put it in cream and have like a Cleopatra bath with lavender.
Ooh, and that sounds lovely.
It's so much better. Like it works so much better. So it doesn't have to be complicated. There's just a few things to know to make it work better.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's apply some of that knowledge and know-how and practical tips to the world of, as you say, conception on. So what would be some of your favorite oils to mention during that time period?
And actually I'm working on fertility. So even before conception on, they're amazing. So I have a lot of favorite oils and I often talk like in my e-course in my book, I think I highlight 18 of them, but I won't talk that much today. I'll mention a couple of my favorites. One is bergamot, and people think of that as like something from Earl Grey tea, but it's actually a citrus fruit from Italy, and it's unique from the other citrus-derived essential oils. They come from the peel, but because it has a quality of a floral note as well as citrus note, and floral notes tend to be relaxing and sedative and can help lower stress and tension. They're very calming, anti-inflammatory, and also beneficial for skin conditions, while the citrus notes are uplifting and energizing and cleansing and digestive. So I like that bergamot has both of those elements in one oil. And during pregnancy, because of its astringent or tightening nature, it's really great to put in like a stretch mark cream or oil. You can really add it to something you already have or make your own concoction, but it helps to also not only help with the skin and stretch marks, but to also tonify the uterus. So a lot of people will use that toward the end of pregnancy to just help strengthen that. And when I was pregnant, we were always told to drink raspberry leaf tea for that tonifying right. effect. But I got so tired of drinking raspberry leaf tea.
Who could take, yeah, who can stomach it? Especially when you're pregnant and everything tastes terrible.
I love bergamot. Yeah, it's so great. And it also has a lot of other qualities. Like it helps with anxiousness. So great for diffusing in the labor room.
Absolutely.
It has a lot of monoterpenes to help with immunity and like your body's own production of glutathione and things like that, but also they're cleansing for particles in the air when diffused or sprayed. It can help with cramps and spasms. So after the baby's born or even in labor formulas, it can be helpful. There's so many things like, you know, also morning sickness, poor appetite, stress, stretch marks.
Well, I've never heard bergamot used as morning sickness. How would you go about using it for that?
Yeah, I like a lot of oils for morning sickness. And it's just to let you know, like you kind of have to play around and see what works right. with the individual. But for most of them, you can just put a drop in your hand and just inhale deeply. You could also diffuse or wear it in a necklace diffuser, something of that sort. I also like to put these on topically, like if you feel nauseous in your stomach or some people feel it higher in their chest, you can actually rub it on to wherever you physically feel nauseous. I would just say, just be aware that bergamot's the most photosensitizing of the oils, and pregnant women tend to be more sensitive to the sun. So, you know, you can just put it underneath clothing if you're going to go out on a sunny day with bergamot on.
Right. Now, as a uterine toner, you said applying that sort of towards the third trimester would be a good idea. Would you want to avoid using it in the first trimester, let's say, because of that?
No, I wouldn't worry about that at all. Okay. In fact, as soon as you start stretching, you might want to make something for stretch marks. And it's good to mix it with oils that are more resinous, like sandalwood or frankincense. And then you can add other floral oils to it. You know, like lavender would be nice in a blend.
Yeah, absolutely. Put it in some cocoa butter or some shea butter, rub it on. Oh, so lovely.
I guess, yep. And I just mean in that sense, like you can use it for stretch marks and for tonifying the universe. Wouldn't that be nice? Uterus.
I love introducing pregnant women, especially to essential oils, because there's something so luxurious and self-caring about using essential oils in pregnancy. And it's that combination of taking care of yourself and then also experiencing this almost luxury experience of these floral aromas that are so calming and so good for you. It's just all good. I feel like all pregnant women should just be like surrounded with like an endless supply of oils they can choose from and use however they want, because it just feels good.
It's so true. And they're just so convenient. And for most things that are, I guess, they're most discomforts during pregnancy that arise, like just the normal things you experience, you know, like muscle aches and headaches and indigestion and things like that. Just having oils in your handbag or, you know, in your house, around your house to pick up and use within 2 seconds. You don't have to swallow anything. You don't have to go out of your way at all. It's so easy to use. And it does have an effect on the mood. Like every oil has its own impact on emotions as well as on, you know, how you feel physically. So I love that it's for more than one part of your body, your brain, your emotions, your physical self, works on very many different levels.
Yeah. Well, so we've covered the topic of pregnancy and oils throughout the past, you know, 200 something episodes of this podcast. So people, you can go back and listen to more on the topic of safety, but maybe in a nutshell, is there anything you want to say about the use of essential oils and safety when it comes to pregnancy or childbirth or postpartum?
Sure. I guess for one, like at the very start, just keep in mind that quality is very important during pregnancy. A lot of oils are adulterated. So using a high quality oil that's intended for topical use and isn't mixed with anything synthetic. And it's not only to avoid, you know, any unnecessary toxicity, but also so that you're using an oil that's intention has been to maintain the therapeutic qualities in the oil from the whole start of processing, from choosing where the plant's grown to, you know, the whole end of production and how it's stored and things like that. So using high quality oils is important. And also women are more sensitive sometimes during pregnancy for topical use. So a lot of times you'll see recommendations to dilute oils for pregnancy. I usually start by suggesting 1 drop per teaspoon of carrier oil. And so if you're using 2 kinds of oils, then you would do like 1 drop of each per 2 teaspoons of carrier oil. And that would be your massage blend. That would be how I would use that kind of concentration for a massage. If you're using it in a roller bottle, which can be more concentrated because usually people just use those like on their temples for headaches or the back of the neck or something, or use it on the wrist and smell it throughout the day, that can be stronger. It could be more like half the bottle of essential oil and the other half of carrier oil, or even with something gentle like lavender up to 2/3. But just pay attention, because you might feel great with anything on your skin before you get pregnant and then suddenly you're reactive. So it's always good to test a little bit and to mix with a carrier when you're pregnant, because, you know, your liver is processing things differently, almost double the blood volume. There's just, your organ systems are not exactly how they usually are. So you might find that you are more sensitive. That would be the number one concern for pregnancy.
So before you were talking to us all about the lovely bergamot or bergamot oil, and there's so many uses for that in pregnancy that I'd never heard of. So thank you for sharing all of those. Are there any other favorite oils you want to mention and give us some more great tips on those?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, geranium is one of my favorite as well. And that was one of the ones in the lysoplin that helped me sleep deeply. And it has that effect because it helps to lower elevated cortisol levels. Even for people who've been told they have low cortisol levels or adrenal fatigue, if you lower them at night, it helps to reserve them for the day and give you more energy. So I really like geranium at night. A lot of people have trouble sleeping. It's also floral, like it's derived from the stems and the leaves, but it is, I think of it as a floral oil still because it's so sedative, it's relaxing, it can be used in a massage blend. It's great for almost everything to do with nursing. So from, you know, chapped nipples, you can add a drop to your nipple cream and apply it like that. I recommend that after the baby's nursed, so it has time to be absorbed. You can also use it for engorgement during lactation, and it has a balancing effect on milk production as well. So using it when there's too much or too little milk, or if you're weaning, you can bring in geranium. It has a lot of great antimicrobial properties, so it's good to ward off infection and help keep healthy breasts. And so that's just like a great one to give to a nursing mom, new mom friend of yours, if you have one, with an explanation of how to use it. And you can also use it in after the baby's born, whether by cesarean or vaginal birth. It's good for healing tissues. So it can be used, like a lot of women will freeze a pad soaked with geranium and lavender for after the baby's born to help heal that area, or to apply it as a cool poultice over a C-section wound also would be great for geranium.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain how you would make a cold poultice?
Sure. Well, I like to avoid plastic, so I would normally use a washcloth or a cloth pad, and I just put, you know, I have a lot of little glass dishes and Tupperware things, and I mix like 3 drops of geranium with water. And I usually just kind of shake it up or stir it up with my hand and then put the pad in and put it, once it's soaked, you can take it out and put it on a piece of foil or something in the freezer, and it'll just freeze with the oils infused into it.
Mm-hmm. How
so
lovely.
That's a really nice thing to do.
Soothing.
It's lovely. And one more thing for geranium is that it can help with irregular contractions and labor pain. And some people, there's no genuine research on this, but I have talked to lots of midwives, and I've heard from a number of people that it can help if you're delayed in starting labor as well. So this is something that could be useful to people.
Very cool. Is there a certain spot you might apply that on the body, or just diffuse it?
Yes, I would just add it to, add a drop or two to lotion and just apply it like underneath the belly, onto the hips, around the lower back, like that whole kind of fundus area, mm-hmm. doing that like 2 or 3 times a day. Once you have the go-ahead from your birth care provider that you're ready to start labor. And no guarantees, but it has helped a lot of women to start labor when they've been a little bit delayed.
Yeah. And in the meantime, help you stay calm and just feel like a goddess. That's what geranium makes
me
feel
absolutely.
Like.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. It's great. And I like it also with black pepper for labor pain. And that's another one, like you said, you wanted people to hear things maybe they hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
And I like when people have some kind of crock pot or something for making hot compresses during active labor. And for this, you can add the essential oils to the water bath and your soaking rags, and you can just keep adding more oils as you go. And during labor is not one of the times I'm really concerned with, oh no, let's not use too much oil. I think
right.
we need a lot of support from the oils. So I like geranium and black pepper. Black pepper can be skin sensitizing to some people.
Okay.
It's also really penetrating and great for like back labor pain.
Right.
So it might be a good one to test out ahead of time.
Yeah. Before, so you would have your oils going in a crock pot with like some coconut oil in there? Or just water, and you'd be like taking washcloths and dipping them in and out?
Yeah, the oil might get messy is the only problem with oil. You can
right.
use a different kind of emulsifier, like glycerin's really nice and can be picked up at a lot of natural food stores. And you just put like a few teaspoons of glycerin in, give it a stir. And I just shake, you know, like 4 drops of each into a pool of water. In some of my books, I have like the exact amount you can use, but there's not really an exact amount for topical use. It just
right.
you use more if it's not working and use less if there's skin sensitivity is sort of the rule of thumb.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to visualize like the crock pot, how you would use that in labor, or if maybe you don't have a crock pot, how you might apply the pep. Like, because I love this idea of using black pepper for labor pains. And I can imagine rubbing that on the mom's low back or in her like low front
yeah.
area and maybe her hips, like wherever she's hurting. I love that. So I just wanted to paint a picture for those that are like, wait, I don't
sure.
quite picture this.
Well, a lot of people could you can heat water in a kettle also, just any source of hot water. You just have to keep doing it depending on how long
right.
the labor is. You just have to keep reheating it. And some people use ice. I had ice in one of my labors, and oils can be added to ice as well, to cloths and poultices. So
mm-hmm.
another great way during labor to use those oils is through inhalation. From a special handkerchief, something like that. I like that actually better than diffusing oils during active labor, because then the woman giving birth can decide when she wants to use it and, you know, have it in her hand and then inhale it between contractions. Clary sage is an amazing oil to bring to the birth room. And it's also our most sedative essential oil. And then after labor, you can have it around for hormonal balance because it's great. And a lot of hormonal balance blends as well.
Yeah. Clary sage is one that I always just associate automatically with females. You know, it just seems to be one of those very womanly oils up there with ylang ylang as well. I always sort of pair those two.
That's another good one for postpartum hormonal balance. Those are nice. You'd asked about safety precautions. I would just suggest that once contractions are regular and strong and productive, discontinue the use of Clary Sage. It's really more for getting that going because it is strong and it does have sort of a Pitocin-like effect. So there's no need to overdo it.
Yeah.
Once things are going well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And also don't start using it until you're ready to start labor.
Right. Not too early. It is a strong one for sure.
Yeah. It's not really for the rest of pregnancy. It's more for when you're ready to go into labor and postpartum as well.
Yeah. How about any tips for breastfeeding or postpartum?
Oh, I'd mentioned I love geranium for breastfeeding. I think that it's important to apply the oils if you're going to use them topically when you're breastfeeding. Apply them after the baby's nursed and in the direction of the nipple because that's kind of the exit from the body. And if there's any concern about the baby, you know, having eye contact or cheek or face contact or getting it in their eyes from the breast, then make sure to like wipe it off with a warm rag before nursing again. So I just like to point out that precaution. If it gets in the baby's eyes, that would be quite painful. And you always want to use a carrier oil to dilute it. If it gets in someone's eyes or gets on the skin in a way that's not working for you, that's causing a reaction. Yeah. Don't use water, use carrier oil. And then in postpartum, I like diffusion. I wouldn't have the diffuser constantly going in the room with the baby, but I think in, you know, mama's world, like in the kitchen, having it going or, you know, one going at night, it won't hurt a baby, but I think that babies also need to smell their parents. It's so important. So that's why I don't like them to be always around the baby, but there's a lot of really great oils, including ylang ylang and clary sage and also bergamot actually, and geranium. All those would be really nice for a postpartum. I would add to that cypress. So like having a good diffuser blend can help. Like cypress I put in because you're getting rid of a lot of water weight, and that cypress is one of those like great balancing of liquids. It's kind of, I think of it as being one for leaking conditions. So I've used it with kids with a bloody nose, you know, just put a little drop of my finger and wipe it on the nose and instantly stops the bleeding.
Right.
But so it can help to just balance out fluids in the body in postpartum a little bit more effectively.
These are great tips. Thank you. I requested to Stephanie before the interview, I said, go outside the box because we've done a lot on this and you did. You gave us so many amazing
tips. Oh, good. I don't think I know how to stay inside the box.
Yeah, right? I love it. This truly was really amazing. And I know we barely scratched the surface of what you have available in your knowledge base. So tell us a little bit more about the e-course that you have. And for those that want to learn, you know, even more amazing tips around oils and conception on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I created my e-course as a continuing education class for health professionals, and it is certified as that. So, you know, massage therapists in the States, chiropractors, naturopaths, and midwives and nurse midwives can all get continuing education credit of 0.6, I think, if they'd like to take it. But I also have a general track, and it just takes people through, I think, 8 keynote modules, about 5 hours of content. And you can start knowing absolutely nothing. And my goal at the end is that you walk away feeling confident recommending, using, and teaching about essential oils during pregnancy and birth, but it's completely self-paced. And there's also a certification element to it. It comes with quizzes and stuff like that. And I'm also very excited about my newest book, which is called Essential Oils for Maternal Wellness. And that's being sold a number of places, including through my publisher, Your Oil Tools. And it's being translated into 4 different languages right now for the European audience. And it was really like something I was incredibly inspired to write. I kind of woke up and in that first part of the day when you see things clearly, I had this insight or almost epiphany about how exactly I wanted to write this book and how I wanted it to work for people. And so it's a combination of stories of my own kids, just kind of quirky narratives of like taking you from the moment of conception, you know, through having babies and what all that's like. It has very practical advice on which oils to use, how to use them, how to apply them, how to mix them. What if you're in a hospital setting? How do you adapt use? So it's hopefully a good guide for people that are just getting started or people that want to know in-depth information. It's kind of put out in a way where you can go as deep as you want with information.
Cool. Well, I assume the book and your course are all available on your website, dailynectaressentials.com.
Yes, definitely. I also have a Facebook group that I welcome people to join that are interested in this topic, and that's called Essential Oils for the Birth Kit.
Very cool. Oh, I'd love to check that out. Well, awesome, Stephanie. This has been wonderful. Thank you again for sharing all this wisdom with us. Before you go, we have to ask you our closing questions. I can't believe we're at the end already. Tell us just one or two self-care practices that you try to do every day to stay healthy.
Okay, sure. I'm a nature girl, so it's very important for me to ground myself every day. And usually that involves being outside, mostly with bare feet. But when it's really bad weather, I also just, you know, sit on the ground and like be attentive of like my energy going into the ground. I think that's important. And another thing I do is I pay attention to my feelings. And when I'm feeling really good, I try to just like drag it out as long as I can and just like appreciate it to death, you know, like, I think that really helps me to stay happy and balanced, to just really, really appreciate like anything I'm feeling good about. I just like to sink into it. So I recommend that. And that's so easy. You don't need any kind of discipline to do it.
Love that. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I was thinking about this question today, and even though I'm a functional nutritionist, I'm going to go with replacing soda with seltzer water. I've been drinking ones with like just a tiny bit of orange juice. So it's not like 15 calories. And then they have flavoring, but you can make your own as well with regular soda water and a splash of juice or bitters and essential oils. And I think it's really yummy. I drink it all the time. I don't miss sugar at all. And you can use your own oils as long as you don't put them in a plastic cup.
Great. Yourself. What's your favorite oil to make your own soda with?
I'm a big fan of the tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
And during pregnancy, citrus oils, like one drop of citrus oil is totally grand, because we've been traditionally eating rind in lots of different cultures for thousands of years. But the other oils I recommend avoid during pregnancy with oral use until in your postpartum.
Stephanie, this has been wonderful. This has been power-packed. I'm so excited. I know that all the mamas or friends of mamas or partners to mamas out there are really excited about all the things they learned as well. I also hear that you have a free webinar to share with our people who want even more information around this.
I do. Yes. It's a little over an hour long, and it just goes over some of my general tips on essential oils for maternal wellness. So I hope that people that need that information will find what they're looking for.
Oh, great. Well, we'll put a link to that in the show notes below where you are listening to this podcast right now. So look for that to get the free webinar recording. Sounds great. Thank you again, Stephanie. This has been wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much, Samantha. I've enjoyed it. Thanks for all the great work you do.
Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, fill out our quick survey so that we can plan future episodes of this podcast to make them the most valuable as they can be for you, our amazing listeners. One lucky winner from the survey will hop on the phone with me and go through my entire essential oil stash. You get to pick out any combination of oils you want. I'll make them up into a personalized rollerball just for you. You can find that survey on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com/survey, or look below where you're listening to this podcast for the link. We'll catch you next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.